All right. It is 33 minutes after 8. You've got it on KHUM. Humboldt County is no stranger to Star Trek. Dan Curry, who is the visual effects guy for Star Trek for many, many, many years, is a Humboldt State graduate. In fact, he did a commencement speech a few years back, which is pretty cool. Shrox, who is here in Humboldt County, is a digital artist and has artwork. It's going to be appearing in an upcoming Star Trek calendar. Thanks for joining me today.
Morning, Cliff. Morning, Humboldt.
Indeed. So I heard about this from our friends at the Lost Coast Outpost, and immediately I had to get a hold of you. This is pretty cool.
Well, thanks. It's something I've... Basically, many years ago, my mom turned on the TV when I was young, and we watched Star Trek together, and started a long journey, I guess. Indeed. Through space and sci-fi.
Well, I've been a I am a long-time Star Trek fan. I guess I would be a Trekkie. I've been watching since the show first debuted on NBC and all its different spin-offs and all the different movies. And yeah, and I love sci-fi just in general, as do you, judging by your work. You do a lot of really cool-looking sci-fi stuff, not just Star Trek.
Well, thank you. It's funny, I can remember the first Star Trek episode, but I can't remember the moon landing.
Really? Well, I was 12, so I remember it quite well. It was an amazing thing. And of course, speaking of the moon landing, that's one of the pieces of art that you did was the moon landing.
Yes, basically depicting a kind of, I guess, a generic landing on the moon with the astronaut stepping off. Mm-hmm. I like to get a sense of realism, but also add some kind of interest or a bit of humor in some of them, even. Sometimes mixing two scenes with like a Snoopy and an X-Wing, which is a copyright nightmare, but it looks great.
I've seen that on YouTube. It's really funny. A Snoopy and an X-Wing fighter.
Yeah.
There's a video of that on YouTube, which you can Google and find. And so you've done several. Is that on your website as well?
Yes.
That's fantastic. And you've got a lot. You've shown me on your pad there all the different, so many different Star Trek pieces of art that you have done over the years. How did you or they choose the one to be featured in this calendar?
Well, I just posted on Facebook, and a couple of people looked at it, and then Doug Drexler, one of the art directors of Star Trek, contacted me.
Really?
And said, I'd really like to put this in my calendar. So I said, okay. So it went from there. He actually picked out a few different ones and settled on the one that's going to be in the calendar. Can't really show it to you on the radio, but you can look on the website.
That's right. I'll have that posted at khum.com. I'll also have a link to the Shrox website as well. And you can check out some more of his work.
Yeah, that's shrox.com, mm-hmm. shrox.com.
So we can describe this. It looks like, if you were to look at it, it looks like it is above, orbiting above Jupiter. And it looks like you've got this big, big, huge black monolith and the Enterprise up to it being reflected in it as well.
Yes. Although I'm not sure if it's a reflection or is it full of stars.
Ah, right.
Yeah, because, again, copyright issues. It can't be the monolith, but it's the monolith.
It is a monolith.
A monolith,
there
you go.
It's not necessarily the monolith.
Yeah, there could be more than one, yeah.
It's true, absolutely. Who's to say? Who is to say? Absolutely. So, has any of your art ever made it into a Star Trek calendar before?
No. My first job was art director at Maxis. Excuse me. My first job was actually a lead artist at Rainbow Studios in Phoenix.
Okay.
And then I moved to Maxis in San Francisco, working on a Sims. And then went from there.
What's a Sims?
The Sims, like SimCity.
Oh, the Sims.
The Sims, yeah.
Oh, the Sims. Oh,
yeah,
the Sims. Okay, cool.
And then I did the intro for Streets of SimCity. And then from there went to Digital Anvil and worked on the movie Wing Commander, which was, it's on one of the trash movie nights on WGBN or something. And then after that went to Sega and was there for several years working on a project called 10-6 and did some work on Dreamcast.
Fantastic.
And then I retired, got sick, had to start all over, and here I am in Humboldt.
Wow.
Recovering. Doing a lot better now, though, actually.
I'm glad you're doing well. And you didn't start off in the digital world. You were doing just the regular...
Yeah, I used to paint and draw.
Paint and draw.
And then I had a neurological condition came over me and got through that. And then I started working digital and just stuck with that because you can make the pictures move.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What programs do you use? I know I asked you that off air, but
I use a Lightwave 3D from New Tech and a special camera called UberCam that a friend of mine developed to give us some, so I can do 360 degree VR stuff as well.
Cool.
Put on your VR goggles and look completely around and see entire space scenes or whatever it might be.
Wow.
And those will be posted on my website as well in the next 2 days.
Fantastic. And you will soon have your art on physical art on display somewhere here locally.
Yes, actually, I'm still looking for a venue. I was hoping to have one secured by today, but unfortunately didn't. So if you have a venue where you'd like to show my art, where people will come by, it'll be for sale. You can contact me at shrox@shrox.com. That's shrox@shrox.com.
There you go. Simple enough. shrox@shrox.com. If you have a space where you like to hang art, this is very
big.
Cool.
32 by 16 inches, so they're pretty big.
Yeah. They're very cool. They're very, very colorful, very graphic. They're just, they're really something else.
And they're quality glycy canvas prints, so they look pretty nice.
Fantastic. So, as far as the digital stuff goes, how did you make that transition? Who turned you on to? How did you find out about doing this digitally once you switched?
Basically, a friend of mine had an illegal cracked program. That's what I learned on.
Uh huh.
And then one day you make enough money, I'd better buy this so I don't get in trouble. So then I bought my first official program, uh-huh. And I think that was that was Lightwave. I used Photoshop and Premiere, mm-hmm. and put them together and put them out, and people like them.
Do you use like a graphing pad or something like that to draw?
No, I just use a mouse, actually.
Just a mouse?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, it's for some reason, there's a disconnect for me with the pen.
Really?
I need to see where the pen is. It's hard to... But for some reason, the mouse works fine for me.
Wow. That's really interesting. You know, that's a really interesting point that you make, because I am left-handed, but I use a mouse right-handed, and I can actually draw and do things with my right hand. If I put the mouse in my left hand, it feels so bizarre, awkward, I can't draw with it. I can draw fine with my left hand on paper, but not on a computer. That's an interesting thing.
Well, for those people who like art and stuff, I've noticed that I've been telling people, if you try and draw something upside down, you'll often do better than you expect. And that's a way to kind of get your head around introduction to drawing, I guess.
Yeah. So you do beautiful artwork. Do you also do graphic design as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basic graphic design, ads, business cards, magazine, newspaper.
My 16-year-old son is a budding graphic artist. He loves playing with all that stuff. Is there any advice you would give to any budding graphic artists on what to do or where to go?
Just keep trying. I mean, when I started, we were still using cutout pieces of letter and spray mount,
right.
So. You're hunting around, where's that missing letter? Oh, it's on my elbow.
Uh-huh.
But just show your work, keep showing it, keep telling people how good you are, but actually be good.
Good call.
Yeah, and people will come to you eventually.
Fantastic. So are there any other things that we can see your work in upcoming things? I know you've got this Star Trek calendar. By the way, it's not the 2017 calendar, in case you're wondering. This is the 2018 calendar.
Yes, I believe it comes out about the middle of next year.
The middle of next year. So if you're rushing out to get a Star Trek calendar, which you might as well do anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're very cool.
It's the Ships of the Line 2018 is what mine is in.
Fantastic. So that'll be the 2018 calendar. Do you get a credit on there? Does it show your name?
Yeah. Oh, I got paid, too.
Paid as well. Yeah. That's awesome. Getting paid is a good thing. Yeah, that's it's one thing to do art. It's another to actually get paid for it.
Once you break that barrier, it's like, wow. See, Mom? See? Well, my mom always supported me. It was the other people I had to prove it to.
Yeah, it's like it's like going into radio. It's like, okay, this is a fun hobby. What are you going to do for a living? This is what I'm going to do for a living. Really? Yeah, really.
That's and what funny. A verbose living it is.
Yes. It's a fun living. I mean, it beats working. No, I'm all for it. So, Shrox, your actual... Can we give your actual name?
Yes.
Do you mind? It's actually Douglas Shrock. So it's not that far of a stretch.
No, Shrock and Roll.
There you go. Shrock and Roll. Indeed. When I was told I was going to be interviewing Shrox, I was like, this sounds like... an alien from Star Trek.
Well, Doug Drexler goes by Drex, so we're Shrox and Drex. So
there you go.
Kind of funny.
Fantastic. All right, we've got the art that is going to be in that upcoming calendar up at khum.com. It will be in a little bit. You can check that out. We'll have a link to Shrox website, which is simple enough. It's shrox.com. That's S-H-R-O-X. And thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me, Cliff.
Absolutely. Very, very exciting.